Leicester care workers face pay cut and worse conditions. Heather Rowling, Unison Union member, personal capacity. Care home workers in Leicestershire are to be rewarded for their courage and sacrifice during this crisis with the pay cut and worsening conditions of service. But that's all right. They will be applauded every Thursday night. Under the cover of COVID-19, Leicestershire County Care Limited, which owns former council-run homes, has callously decided to cut the salaries of 97 employees. The worst affected workers will see their salaries cut by nearly one-third. Sick pay will also be reduced to the legal minimum. 2 weeks will be taken off annual leave, and paternity, maternity, and adoption leave reduced to the state minimum. Effectively, this would abolish the conditions of employment fought for while the homes were run by the council. Privatization threatens care standards and workers' pay and conditions. Carer deaths. Care workers have been on the front line caring for residents in extremely difficult circumstances emotionally and physically. Proportionately, more care workers have died from COVID-19 than hospital staff. So to reward them with a pay cut is criminal. They should be getting a pay rise for working in hazardous conditions and putting themselves and their families at risk. The average pay of a care worker in the UK is £8.21 an hour. Unison was informed of the changes before the announcement. The union should be demanding no reduction in pay and conditions. No one should have to work for less than £12 an hour. If the owners of the care homes say they can't afford it, then they should be brought into public ownership and democratically run by workers and the community. The government has shown there is money available when it has a mind to use it. We should be demanding that the government increases the funding to local authorities to pay for the care of the old, sick, and vulnerable in our communities. The whole trade union movement should move to defend the pay and conditions of any section of workers threatened with job losses and pay cuts by employers using the pandemic to attack workers.